Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from St. Clair and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Banks moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to second. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Baumholtz is chasing the ball. Hearn rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garagiola hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klipstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from St. Clair and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein fires to first and picks off Mays. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0 for 1 in the game. St. Clair takes first base on ball 4. Ron Samford pinch runs for Ebba St. Clair. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Samford. The throw from Garagiola and he is out, Baker applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Wes Westrum now catching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garagiola hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Hearn throws it away. That's an error on Hearn. Kiner goes all the way around to score. Garagiola moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garagiola scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Klipstein moves to second. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Klipstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Larry Jansen now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Luis Marquez now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.